Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Everyone, welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and I, I am the world's only happiness specialist. What? I want to welcome all my new followers. I get new followers every week, and I really appreciate it. I don't know how you people find me, but I sure am glad that you're finding me, and whether you stick with it or you're not, I really appreciate it. It's, you know, I grew up, okay, millennials, listen to this. When the telephone, you had to sit it in one spot, and you used your finger, and you dialed the, and you had to put your finger in a hole and rotate it all the way around if you wanted a six. And then you had to put your finger in the other number that you wanted and rotate it all the way around if you wanted a two. And then the big invention was push-button phones. Oh, my goodness. You didn't have to manually dial the phone. You could just push a button. And everybody knows what happened after that. From color TV to microwave to cell phones, computers. Oh, geez. You know, the world is moving really, really fast. But that doesn't have anything to do with you or your happiness. And let me tell you, today we're going to talk about, and I've never, ever discussed this topic, but this is really, really a deep programming. And if you've listened to the show, you know that, well, let me just say, forget if you've listened to the show. For all you people, the biggest reason, this is my title of my second book, I'm writing it now, Programmed for Unhappiness. The reason for all of your unhappiness, the reason why you're suffering is because of the programmings and the beliefs that you have adopted and taken on as truth, and you believe they are true, and really that is what's causing all of this deep-rooted unhappiness. The programming is that it's not your fault, people. Give yourself a break. And today we're going to be talking about one of the biggest programs and misconceptions and illusions and falseness and something that just isn't true. It's that notion that you are wasting time. I would bet a lot of money, a whole dollar. I would bet more than a dollar that everybody that's listening to this show has thought on one or more occasion that either you yourself are wasting time or somebody that you're noticing is wasting time. You've either said it, you've either thought it, because that program of wasting time starts really, really young. Now, when you're born, when you're a baby, you're allowed to waste time. You're allowed to just sit there and do nothing but grow. But there is a time, and I haven't even thought about this one. This is an original thought coming out. Hold on. Let me shake it out of my head. And that programming of telling someone, because, you know, it's the parents telling the child, you're wasting time, it starts really young. And I'm here to bust it all open because there is no such thing as wasting time. What? No, she's not. What? I'm not listening to this anymore. What do you mean there's no such thing as wasting? There's no such thing as wasting time in the universe. Now, let me just say this. This show is not about a religion. This show is, you know, listen, people that don't even believe in God can get what I'm saying, because there is an energy out there and you can't deny it. We are all energetic beings. We are energy, and we all emit a vibration at any single time. And you know what vibrations that you're feeling. And we all, and then we put a label, we put a word on what we're feeling. We're either feeling happy, or we're feeling sad, or we're feeling resentful, or we're feeling angry. You know, all of that are labels that we put on these quote-unquote emotions, and now we're programmed to go into, well, I'm feeling sad because, or I'm feeling fear because of, fill in the blank. And before I get to this huge topic of wasting time or the illusion of wasting time, you know me, I share what happens with me day by day, week by week, and today, and this week was no exception. When I say I'm a happiness specialist, let me define happiness for you. My definition of happiness is being able to be at peace and content and satisfied and feeling relaxed and balanced in every moment, regardless of what happens to me and regardless of what doesn't happen. So I made it a little bit longer. Happiness is being able to feel at peace with regardless of what happens and regardless of what doesn't happen. That's my definition of happiness. And, you know, some people even have an issue with that word happy. And that's another programmed word. That's right. But you can feel it. I know everybody that's listening can relate to what I'm talking about. There are moments when your shoulders drop, you feel appreciated, you feel appreciation for the world, you feel appreciation for life. Some people say you're in the zone, you're connected. There are times in your life when you feel like that. And what I teach is how to stay in that. It's not how to stay, but how to get deeper and deeper rooted into that vibe, into that feeling. In other words, it is a vibration of peace. It's a vibration of contentment. That is what happiness means to me. And it doesn't matter what circumstances you are going through. It doesn't matter what financial circumstances. It doesn't matter about your relationship or your health. What matters is, what are you rooted in? What beliefs are you rooted in? What are you programmed? Are you programmed for unhappiness? And 98% of the population is. Look out into the world. Look and see all of the, I mean, this world is just like, woo, shaking it up. You could find an angry person around every corner. But let me share with you what I practiced this week. And the reason why I was so easy, well, no, I'm not even going to say this, it wasn't easy to practice. It wasn't easy, but because of the practice, and happiness is a skill, people. Happiness is a skill which requires practice. Well, it requires, number one, commitment, and then it requires practice. Oh, and if you want to speak with me live, you can call in at 646-564-9619. Again, call live, 646-564-9619. So it's really easy to, you know what, let me just get, since I get so many new followers, I just want to go through the list really quick of all the things that are subtracting. Oh, gee, where is my list? Oh, here it is. All of the things that are subtracting from happiness. Now, I'm gonna shoot through them really quickly. So get your pen, jot it down. You might have to go back, so get a pen. But these are all the things, the behaviors, the actions that subtract from your happiness. Don't argue with me. I mean, you can try to argue with me, but I don't argue with people. This comes from decades and decades of trial and error, of study and study of solutions. This is this I'm about finding a solution to any issue. Finding a solution meaning finding a solution to find happiness in any situation. What? That's right, even in death. So what subtracts from happiness? Blaming anyone or anything for the way you feel. Comparing yourself to others. Noticing what someone else is doing. Talking about what someone else is doing. Thinking anything is serious. Thinking anything is important. Wanting someone else, listen to this one, this is good. Wanting someone else to think what you think is important is important. Huh? Wanting someone else to think what you think is important is important. Sharing bad news. All expectations. That's right. All expectations subtract from your happiness. You can't be disappointed. You can't have your heart broken if you don't have any expectations. Expectations subtract from your happiness. That's a really tough one to practice, but I'm telling you right now, at this point in my life, I have zero expectations. If Oprah came to my house tomorrow or called me tomorrow or today and said, Rebecca, you know that TV show that you've been wanting to, that you said you can create, host? I want you. I signed the contract. I even get an advance check in the mail. Do I have expectations of having a television show? No. The only time I know I'm going to have a television show if I'm on the set being filmed. I don't care if I sign 100 contracts. There, I have no expectations. And then some people out there might say, oh, God, what? Oh, that's sad. Listen, people, when I said I was committed to happiness and peace, that's no joke. That means eliminating all expectations from people, from life, giving power to words. Now, I've talked about that a lot, so I'm not going to say it, but I ask everyone, do words have power? The answer is no. Attachments, living in the past, living in the future, all judgments, having preferences, resisting what is, trying to control anything or anyone outside of yourself. Complaining about something you have no control over. Here's another one. I haven't put this on yet. Being embarrassed. Being embarrassed subtracts from happiness. Now, what? You were programmed to be embarrassed, people. When you were a youngster, when you just popped out of the womb, the baby probably up to the age of two, I don't know when the embarrassment gene starts, but don't tell me you can't walk around the house with the little poops, you know, smell and looking crazy and have food all over your face. You're not embarrassed. So that embarrassment is that embarrassment feeling, that embarrassment gene is another programming. And the only reason why people get embarrassed, do you know why the only reason people get embarrassed? It's another programming. It's because you care about what somebody else thinks. That's the whole reason of being embarrassed. Taking anything personally, worrying. Boy, this list of things that subtract from happiness is getting longer and longer. Assigning a label to any experiences, all labels that subtract from happiness. Being critical of others or yourself. Needing to be right. Lack of personal growth. Allowing the ego to dictate your words and behavior. Impatience, rushing, and reacting rather than responding. Now, at the end of the show, I'm going to list the things that add to your happiness. And the list is shorter, but it's powerful. It's very powerful. Let me talk about what happened to me this week that I had to practice. I had to actually put on my happiness specialist cape. And the reason why I have to put on my happiness specialist cape is when I interact with other people. Because it is a skill to interact with people out in the world, and especially if they ain't practicing, especially if they're not practicing or wanting to be happier or wanting to have more peace in their own life. It is a challenge for me that I accept, and the more I practice it, the easier it becomes. So I have a friend that I'm going to say friend with quotes, because when I was in, I met her when we were 12 or 13. So long time friend. And as all friendship goes, it's been ups and downs. It's been years that we've talked, and it's been years that we haven't talked. And so at this particular time, the friendship has resurfaced. Now, when I say friend, I do not consider, that label friend is an interesting word too. Because for me, people that I call friends, my number one characteristic of a friend to me is somebody that is kind. That's it. Kind, and I want to say appreciative, but that's my ego. That's a little bit of ego there, but is kind and also compatible with my energy. The only reason why you have a problem with anyone, when I say problem, a conflict, it's because the energy isn't compatible. It's nothing wrong with them. It's nothing wrong with you. It's just incompatible energy. You know, a elephant doesn't date a bird. A fish doesn't try to get down with the lion. So it's really all about compatible energy. And it's not about looking at the other person and saying they're wrong. I get to a point where if I either accept people or I don't. And the only reason why we can't accept other people and we point our finger at other people and we want other people to be different or we label other people is because we're actually judging and labeling ourselves. So I've accepted this woman. I've accepted her all the way. And and this particular woman has always been critical. Well, you know what? I'm going to let you decide. How about that? I've moved to Oregon. I've only been here 8 months from California. California all my life. Moved to Oregon. I've only been here 8 months, and I am discovering so many things. Farming. I know there's farmers, but I'm surrounded by farmers. I mean, I can go to the produce and the produce has dust on it because it was just dug up out of the ground. There are farmers, it's called a CSA farm, where people have organic food and they actually have an organic delivery of food to the house every week if you're a member. There are, you know, we call in California, we call them swap meets, markets, swap meets. Every week there's an organic market that you can just do all your shopping fresh from the farm. I know you people that are farmers and you're like, she didn't know that. No, I'm a city girl, all the way city. You remember that show? Gee, I'm dating myself. It doesn't matter. Green Acres. I'm the wife that moved to the farm. That's me. Green Acres is the place to be. Farm living is the life for me. And sun about so far and wide. Keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside. New York. Okay, I digress. Back to the story. So my friend that's been critical, and my friend has been into this organic thing for a long time, and I'm telling you, I used to poo-poo it. You know what I used to tell her? I used to say, you know, I'm not giving up my Taco Bell. And I was jonesing Taco Bell for a long time, people. And until I started having issues and I was, you know, having these digestive issues, and I've got to change the way I eat now. I don't do dairy anymore, and oh my God, it kills me. And I don't do Taco Bell, but there was a time in my life where Taco Bell was a weekly treat. It was weekly. I remember when they first came out with the Burrito Supreme. I would have a Burrito Supreme every day. So this, my friend is really into healthy eating, and she actually helps other people with their health by recommending herbs and you know, all natural ingredient herbs, different foods to assist with sickness. So this was her background. And I used to poo-poo all of that, and now I'm telling her, and I've told her, I said, hey, you're right. Organic food is what where it's at. And I sent her a video this week of the local farms. I mean, I'm thinking, wow, this is right up her alley. If you've been talking about organic and now you can see a live farm and people digging things up out of the ground. So I sent her this video, and listen to what I get back. Remember, hold on a second. Remember I said that she was critical, okay? So I get a text, and it says something about the neighbors, you know, your neighbors being farmers, and she says, and so then she says this, listen to this. There was a time when you expressed disgust with gifted beauty, healthy food, and gleefully you threw it away. You used to be like that. Now, listen, people. Thank goodness I don't take anything personally, and words are not powerful anymore. But the fact is the fact. The interesting thing is, number one, you're looking into the past to criticize and insult, or you're looking into the past to make a comment. And what's the intention? What's the motivation? What's the motivation? And let me tell you something. My ego got a hold of me for a second, and I started to text back because we really text very infrequently. Because, again, like energy, the energy just is not compatible. It's just not who I used to be is not who I am now. And who I would have chosen as a friend is not who I would choose now. But some of these people are grandfathered in. So with that, I'm going to read it again. There was a time when you expressed disgust with gifted beauty, healthy food, and you gleefully threw it away. You used to be like that. Now, I text back. I started to text back, but, well, that's what. Now you know why we're not close anymore, because of these comments like this. Delete. No, that's all ego. And then I wanted to text back. What else did I want to text back? I don't even remember. Because anyway, but I text back one word, and this is the practice. Exactly. With the emoji heart. That's what I mean when you practice a skill. There is a skill to responding to people as opposed to reacting to people. If I reacted, oh, my ego would have had a field day with this comment. I would have gone on and on and on about how critical that comment was. But no. Exactly with an emoji heart. Done. The second thing that happened, I got to get to the topic. The second thing that happened was another grandfather's acquaintance in my life, years and years and years of high school. I'm talking high school people. And this particular person, you know, it's one of those things where we've talked every maybe once a year, twice a year at most for a long, long time. So it's one of those distant people that you know, you stay in contact with, but you don't really talk to them a lot. And the other reason is because of the incompatible energy. It is, you know, when I usually don't have people that all they do is complain about life and I'm a victim. I just don't. It's not compatible. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. You guys do your complaining all you want, but that's why we talk once a year or twice a year. And the last time that we chatted on the phone, I have to say, because everything is always my fault, I have to say that I asked the question, you can't find anything in your life to be grateful for? Okay? I asked that question, and my friend since high school, the other friend since high school, just went, like I had said you know, why don't you stab yourself in the eyes? I mean, it was a statement that they did not want to hear. And yes, this happiness specialist, what do you mean you can't find anything to be grateful for? And the other thing that really, if you want to know what really pushes my buttons, is people that are raising children, that are teaching their same program beliefs to their child, and now the child is going to grow up to be all programmed too. So I was reaching out. I said, you're a parent. What are you teaching your child? You're teaching your child that there's nothing in this life to be grateful for? Anyway, back and forth. I digress. And I was strong with my delivery. And I get an email back because I heard it on the grapevine. I heard it through Facebook that this person started saying we had a disagreement, we had an argument, and something not on the positive side towards me. And so, you know, I wanted to clear everything up. I said, and quite frankly, I don't remember their number. I don't have the number. So I emailed and I said, what's your phone number? I want to call and chat. I get a single email back that says, I said, if you're angry at me, I want to chat. And I get the email back and it says, I'm not angry, I'm afraid of you. Now that took me for a loop. I have to say I was, wow, you're afraid of me. And I had to sit with that for a second because I'm one of the meek when I say meek. Now listen, I do have powerful energy, but I have never had a fight in my life. I'm not violent. I don't even know how to fight. I know how to run, but I don't know how to fight. So for someone to say that they're afraid of me, it threw me for a loop. And I had to sit with it, and this is finally what I emailed back. And the subject line says this: your fear has nothing to do with me, but nice try. Your fear is your problem. You can't blame your fear or any emotion on me. Or any other emotion on me. No one has the power to make you feel good or bad or fearful. Victims love to blame everything, everyone, and everything else but themselves. That way they don't have to look in the mirror and take responsibility for their feelings. I can't even remember a time when we've talked and you didn't blame someone or something for your problems. I even remember you blaming a city bus driver for your misery. Now you're blaming your fear on me. Sorry, buddy. I'm not buying what you're selling. I want to say that I don't care what anybody tells you. You hurt my feelings. You did this to me. Nobody, people, don't take on that burden. These people that give away their responsibility, or these people that point their fingers at you and say it's your fault, you're making me feel like this, it's just not true. When you stop playing the victim, when you stop blaming other people, when you start looking in the mirror and taking responsibility for everything, you're going to be happier. Now let's get to today's topic. I can't believe what a lead-in. Yikes! If you're still hanging in there with me, thank you. Today's topic is about wasting time. And the reason why, I don't know why I haven't talked about that before, but that is huge. And this notion of wasting time, I have to say that I've had to practice it for 8 months straight. Moving to Oregon, I'm in a forest, surrounded in a forest, and I really don't communicate with a lot of people. The phone doesn't ring. I have two people that call me, and both of them are loners, so the phone doesn't ring that often. But that's okay. And if you listen to the show, you know that I'm working on my second book. Well, for 8 months, I have said that I've been working on my second book, and I have done a couple of things. You know, paragraph here, a little paragraph there, a story here, a story there. But for the most part, if anyone is looking out, and let me tell you about the guy, anyone. If that was me 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, there have been days, people, where I have done absolutely nothing. Maybe I walk outside, take a walk, watch a little TV, read. I'm talking about what society, you know, looking out of the world. I mean, I have done absolutely nothing. And wrestling with that was another practice. Oh, you said you're writing your book and you haven't even started and you haven't even finished it. You should have been done by now. It's been 8 months. I mean, I have the setup. I have the computer. I have the view out into the forest. I have a, you know, a little chair where I sit and I look out and all I see is trees. It's gorgeous. And I haven't done one thing for 8 months. Not consistently. And yes, for each, listen, how many days, 30 times 8, you do the math. But for all of those days, it was in the back of my mind, that program thought that I am wasting, am I wasting time? I wouldn't say I was wasting time, but am I wasting time? Oh, my life is wasting away. I'm here to tell you that notion of wasting time is a programmed thought. Anything that is programmed is going to subtract from your happiness. Now, wasting time, according to who? According to what? Outside world looking in. Sometimes I just stare out in the trees. Sometimes I just sit out on the deck and just and just stare and get lost in the nature of it all. What a waste of time for 8 months. Well, this week, for whatever reason, because of the practice of trusting and being okay with uncertainty and knowing which voice is in my head, whether it's that critical ego voice, that mindful voice that tells me all the things that I'm doing wrong. You know that one, that wrong, you're doing it wrong, something's wrong, that voice. I know the difference. I know who's talking. I can feel the difference. So I allow that voice to say whatever it wants to say. Go ahead, ego, strike me down. Shoot me, kill me, take me. That voice. 3 days ago, I don't know why, I woke up and I went right to that computer and my fingers couldn't type fast enough. I don't know what came over me, but like anything in life, using the avocado example, when the avocado gets ripe, you know when it's ripe, and you cannot make that avocado ripe before it's time. And so when it's time for anything to happen, it will happen. Yesterday, I spent the whole day from 10 o'clock in the morning to maybe 12:30 at night just in a zone typing. I have never, ever done that in my life. But trusting that when it's time, it happens, and there's nothing you can do to slow it down or speed it up, it is going to happen. That baby is going to get a tooth. That baby is going to start walking. That avocado is going to be ripe. There is nothing that you are doing in your life that you're wasting time. That notion, listen, that notion, that program thought that you're wasting time is a man-made program that doesn't serve you. That is a belief that you can let go of today. That will make you, that will give you a, that will make you happier. Letting go of that belief that you're wasting any kind of time, because my dear audience, you are not. You are not wasting time, and you have never wasted time. Now, for those people that are out there shaking their heads and looking at other people and making judgments that they're wasting time, you're just subtracting from your own happiness. I'm letting you know that. When you buy into that belief, when you buy into that program that you're wasting time, you are subtracting from your happiness. Now, listen, you can agree or disagree, but again, when you commit and you prioritize, prioritize happiness, you are going to feel happier and more peace. The program of wasting time is another illusion, another man-made program. And the solution is this: let go, make it a practice, develop that skill. There's no such thing as wasting time. And let me tell you something. Now, you might say, well, we're only here for a certain amount of time from, you know, birth till death. And, yeah, you're right. The physical body is only here from birth till death. But energy cannot be created and energy cannot be destroyed. There is your energy. The energy never dies. So if you're a big fan, and if you're not a big fan, but if you're a big fan of Abraham with Esther Hicks, this life is you're here to enjoy life, all of it. And the notion of wasting time, or you're wasting time, is just another program that is going to take away from your happiness. I know it's a deep-rooted, and I know it's very tricky getting around those deep-rooted beliefs and those program beliefs. But when you let go of that notion that you've wasted time or you're wasting any time, there's going to be a calmness. You're going to drop your shoulders. You're going to begin to relax. Now, I'm not talking about people that have deadlines. You got a deadline. You got to get something done. But I'm talking about that whole, the program of life, I don't want to waste time. That is a man-made program that does not believe, that does not belong in anyone, in anyone's thoughts, if you want to be happier. Any questions, audience? You know, the struggle is always internal. All your suffering comes from thinking that something needs to be different than what is actually happening. The truth is, the vibration of satisfaction is not taught or practiced in today's world. If you're not satisfied with this present moment, I can guarantee you will not be satisfied in any of your future moments for long. Let me give you a clue. The ego is never satisfied. That voice that you're wasting time is all your ego's voice. So there you go. Go out into the world and waste time. There's nothing, scratch that, because that doesn't even make sense. I'm telling you not to waste time. What I'm saying is go out in the world and be at peace with it. It's impossible to waste time. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality. Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday, 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. My website is RebeccaNorrington.com. That's RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RLNorrington. Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. My YouTube channel, I posted a couple of videos on my a few videos of a book signing that I had a few months ago. They're on YouTube now. My first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon. and or lulu.com. That's lulu.com. My second book, which is, I don't know when it's going to finish, but I'm telling you, I'm on fire. Working all day. I didn't even want to, the only thing that stopped me was I was starving in the middle of the day. I got stopped to get a sandwich. Until next week, my dear audience, I want you to remember who the hell you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving. You're always changing. You're always growing. Love is patient and love is kind. Be your best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey, and it is about the journey. Thank you for listening. Thank you, new listeners, for finding me. Have a great, great week. And be mindful of those programs that are subtracting from your happiness.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Spirituality.
You got a question for R.L.? Good now.
Get real.
Good.